and welcome to the next episode of the Enterprise Doctor Business Show. My name is Mark Harris, and I do mentoring and coaching for small businesses. And my guest today is Chris Mills, who is the head of customer services for Slack. How are you, Chris?
I'm good, Mark. Thank you for having me today.
Good. Oh, it really is my pleasure. So far, we'll see how we both feel at the end of the conversation. I am really interested by some of the research that you've just released the results of. So why don't we start with you telling listeners a little bit about what that's telling you, and then I have some questions that I feel the need to ask you.
Sure, no problem. So our research shows how SMEs fared in 2023 and what their plans are for 2024. And I guess three key things have been highlighted. The first is 28% say financial stability and cash flow is an area most improved in 2023. And this is despite the cost of living crisis, inflation, and disruption across the world. So SMEs have really shown amazing resilience in 2023. And perhaps a standout data point is a massive 80% of SMEs believe small businesses are crucial to the UK economy. Man, I couldn't agree more. And then third is how people communicate internally and externally are the most important skills going into next year. So with internal communications identified as the most important skill for SMEs, 76%, followed by teamwork, closely behind at 74%, and external communication at 73%. So whether you're a 5 or 10 people in a room, office collaboration is easy, but once you grow to 20 or 50 or 100, and then you're dispersed, collaboration's much, much harder. And that's really where technology can help drive those that collaboration and speed up decision-making.
Which all sounds, I'm going to say, really unsurprising. And I don't want to denigrate the research in any way. I'm not saying it's not good research, because, you know, just because you make assumptions about things doesn't mean they're true. But if you'd asked me to guess, that's pretty much what I would have guessed. And I think one of the statistics that I certainly picked up on was the number of SMEs prepared to shift the way they work to be successful. But the challenge that I have as a solopreneur, and lots of my customers have, lots of my clients have, is how do I do that? I'm prepared to change. That's fine. I'm really positive about that. So how do I change?
Yeah, so I think the important thing is, and the research showed this as well, is that, you know, not only are, you know, SME owners believe that embracing new ways of working is a big opportunity, but it's also experimenting with technology to help save time and cost. So whether you're a solo business owner or you're up, you know, 100 plus, you know, you're always going to be connecting and collaborating with customers or partners. And how can you do that effectively? And if you think, the majority of companies historically have communicated through email, which is a 40-year-old technology. And, you know, nothing in our lives has remained the same from 40 years ago. We were, you know, we were watching probably four channels on a TV. We were at to a wall to make a telephone call. And we were listening to music on CDs or watching films on vinyl, on cassettes. And so if you think about it, our consumer life has changed drastically in the way that we communicate personally. We use tools like text and WhatsApp, and that's the more prevalent way and the faster way to communicate. And so how do you take that from a consumer experience and build that into your business environment?
And I'm going to take a wild stab at the answer is Slack.
Indeed, Slack's a fabulous tool which helps customers to really communicate and collaborate internally, but also externally. So the speed of decision-making and productivity improvements that you get internally as an organization, you can also get externally when you're communicating with customers and partners.
Yeah. And I'm going to come clean and say, not only am I a Slack user, but I'm a happy Slack user. And I'm guessing you're vaguely relieved to hear that. So I'm not going to be gunning for you in any way. I put out this business podcast, as you know, and I also produce a business show on Marlow FM, local community radio station. And Marlow FM is also a Slack customer. That's why I use Slack. And it's just really useful. I can ping a message instantly to any of the couple of hundred volunteers that Marlow FM has at the click of a button without knowing their email address. I can join in conversations where things are being discussed. And you know what else? I can ignore those conversations if I want to. And just like the, as you said, the instantness of it all.
Yeah, and the instantness of it all, also the ability, whether you're, you know, in an office connected, you know, face-to-face with people, or whether you're remote, you get that same feeling and that same sense of belonging, you know, whether it's being part of a channel, which is a typically a topic or a project, or whether it's the ability to, you know, quickly emoji something to say it's done, a green tick, rather than having to, you know, spend time typing. And many SMEs are calling on staff to experiment and with new technology to save time and costs. Gymshark's a great example, actually. They shifted communication from siloed inboxes in emails to channels within Slack, and they're structured around projects or topics and teams.
Yeah, and Marlow FM works in the same way. There's a topic for socials, there's a topic for guests, a channel for socials, there's a channel for guests, there's a channel for information from the management, which is a really good one to look at, because that's where the important stuff gets disseminated. And maybe it's because I'm old, but I really do feel there is a place for email. And I think audit trail is one of the important things. And I know you can go back in Slack and look at past conversations. But if I get an email on a topic, I can put it into a folder and I can highlight it and I can stuff. So I think there is still place for emails. But I do agree, there have been tweaks to emails over the decades of messing with signatures and making them not just text and inserting and attaching and all sorts of things. But basically, it's an email. So I'm going to ask you a question that's really, really hard to answer. No, in fact, I'm not. I was going to say to you, so where do you think Slack will be in 40 years' time? But clearly, that is a massively unanswerable question. Let me ask you an easier one, perhaps. Where is Slack going over the foreseeable future? How is it going to become even better than it is now?
Yeah, so I think it would be remiss of any technology expert to not look at generative AI and see how that can play out in the use of Slack. So if you think forward of how Slack, if you want to go into a channel that you haven't seen or been in for the past week or so, you've been on PTO, being able to summarize that channel using artificial intelligence, generative AI, is going to be incredibly important. Or if there is a thread that is particularly long that you haven't read, you'll be able to summarize that. And then there's the crafting of the messaging. So being able to craft or search for information very easily using generative AI is key. The other thing that we are also, you know, keen to build out is, one of the things that got us through the pandemic, arguably overnight, when we went from office-based to remote, was the social capital that we'd built up prior to the pandemic, the face-to-face relationships that we'd built. And so there is always an incredibly important part of the way that people do business is those face-to-face relationships and how you build them. But how do you mimic some of those in a hybrid environment where somebody is in the office one day and another person's working from home? So we have tools like Huddles, which allows you to spin up a voice and video call with somebody, very similar to hopping by somebody's desk in the office and asking them a question. And then the other thing is that our research has told us that people want a flexibility of where they work and when they work. And so being able to asynchronously communicate with people. And if you think, you know, if I look at, you know, my children and how people use the consumer technologies today, there's a lot of video clips and audio clips being sent. And so the ability to be able to do that, and so people can consume that information where they are and when they want.
Yeah, I like all of that. I agree with all of that. I think the generative AI, or the potential for generative AI to summarize a long string of comments on within a channel, would be so lovely, because there are some things where, for whatever reason, I am late to the party and I look at the 112 messages And I think, really, have I got to plow through all of that to try and get a nugget that is useful to me, or the key point on which I feel I should be commenting? So if I had a VA, and maybe I should have, I could ask him or her to summarize that for me. But asking generative AI to do it instead sounds incredibly sensible.
Yeah, and you think probably the most painful part of a holiday is the return from holiday, when you've got all those messages you need to catch up on. And so being able to summarize what's happened in a channel since you've been away, maybe a week's worth of information, you know, very quickly, or to your point, a thread that you've just joined or been added to, and summarize that without having to scroll through all those messages.
Yeah, I have to say, I try not to go away for a week, because it takes me 2 weeks to prep and 2 weeks to catch up. So it can be difficult. But I do like to check my emails and my Slack while I'm away, because it just makes the coming home that much easier. From the research that you did, there was a lot of positivity about 2024, which is, as we record this, is just coming up. So what do you think is likely to happen for SMEs in 2024? What are they, apart from, of course, using Slack more, what do they need to do to become more successful than they already are?
Yes, yeah, so I think considering the past few years, it's very encouraging to see the positivity going into 2024. And as I mentioned before, the financial resilience, your hypothesis, which is played out in the research, the financial resilience of SMEs, I would expect them to be more focused on growth next year with that financial and cash flow benefit that they've seen out the back of 2023. And what we're seeing in the research is that a third of SMEs recognize a flexibility to embrace new ways of working in 2024. And that's, you know, that hybrid environment, that's being in the office, being remote, and how you know, solve that connection and loneliness as barriers when setting up your remote working environment.
Yeah, I think I am going to agree with the view that people are fairly positive about 24. I think that businesses that have struggled through COVID and struggled through the recovery from COVID, if you've made it through all of that, then you really should be lean and mean, ready to go, and 24 could well be the year in which it all happens. I want to finish by asking you a question, if I may, that you might not even know the answer to, so I might edit this out, who knows. But I often start by talking to people about where their business name came from, and I'm going to finish with yours. Slack is such an interesting word, because, you know, the expression to take up the slack is looseness. And I just wondered if you had any idea where the name Slack came from.
Well, there are some theories out there, but I think the most common one, which I believe is correct, is Slack is actually an acronym for searchable log and corporate knowledge, or communication knowledge, something similar to that, but it's not official. So I'm not entirely sure the exact word letters are represent, but it's searchable log and corporate knowledge in there somewhere.
Great. Well, I have a Facebook group for the Enterprise Doctor Business Show podcast. So I'm going to invite people who are in that group to come up with their own acronyms or their own reasons for the acronym Slack, and see what we come with. But nothing rude or insulting, please, listeners. And if I get any good ones, I'll let you know.
Yeah, the world always needs more acronyms.
Absolutely. And I think that's a good place to end, because I have a smile on my face and hopefully you have on yours. So that's always a good place to stop. I'm going to say thank you very much. I've been speaking to Chris Mills, Head of Customer Services for Slack. I hope this has been okay for you.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. Great speaking to you, Mark. Thank you very much.
Good to talk to you too. My name is Mark Harris. I am the Enterprise Doctor, and I'm signing off.